Now on Sydney Live 3 till 6, talking sport with the big man, Daryl Broman.
Open up, it's the big man.
Thanks to Macell, all Australian quality you can taste.
Good evening, Mr. Broman.
Oh, Ben.
Injured South Star Sam Burgess could be back on the field this week. I hope he's ready.
Well, I think he is. He was training during the day. I saw him training. He looked okay on TV. I mean, and they wouldn't be risking him if he's not ready. Look, they need him desperately, don't they, after their poor performance against the Bulldogs. They are awful. Also, Big Tom will be back as well, his brother. And they just need a couple of big bodies. They were very poor the other day. Maguire will be hoping desperately that'll be the spark they need. This will be a big game for these two sides. It's on Thursday night. South's on the back of two losses and Manly, of course, backing up in a five-day turnaround. So it's going to be awfully difficult. And Daly Cherry Evans out for about a month. So it's not going to be easy. I think the Bunnies will come good.
I know I shouldn't be rubbing it in, but what about the Roosters?
Well, they've lost four in a row, and they've lost them by decent margins. You don't like the Roosters, do you?
What do you mean?
You South people just don't like the Roosters.
I'm just saying. All I'm saying is, what about the Roosters?
Well, the Roosters are going very poorly, but they were a bit unlucky on Saturday night, I thought, against Manly. But we'll wait and see. They've got the Warriors this week at home, so they'll probably be favourites in that match. They may not be, but we'll have to wait and see.
Judiciary?
Ryan James is going to fight a not guilty plea tonight to a dangerous contact on Jordan Rapana. Now, I must admit, I did watch most of this game, but I can't recall doing what he did. He apparently twisted his leg in a tackle. Now, he's got a pretty poor record, Ryan James, and he'll be at a one-match suspension. Even if he didn't fight it, he would have got a one-match suspension. So he may as well fight it. So we'll have to wait and see. We'll go on Wednesday night.
All right, some traffic warnings around Allianz Stadium because we've got the Socceroos up against Jordan tonight.
It'll be a big crowd there, I would think. Ange Postecoglou, he's not saying much about his team. There's a bit of mail that Tim Cahill may not start in this game. We'll have to wait and see. But I think the big battle here will be between the two coaches. Harry Redknapp, who is just a legendary English Premier League coach. I wasn't aware that he now coaches Jordan. Geez, they can find a gig, some of those soccer coaches, can't they?
Well, they go around and around and around, don't
they?
Well,
it seems that way. I mean, Harry Redknapp, I'm not been a mad soccer bloke, but the last 5 or 6 years I've been I do follow it quite closely, and he is a legend of the game. So this will be great. I mean, I think, I'm just trying to think, some of our boys, I think, actually played under him who are out here, retired players now. Aussie guys are out here and they played under him. So he's just a legendary guy.
Kick off 8 o'clock tonight. Now, a controversial ask the big man because this relates to media reports that have appeared about you over the last 24 hours. But yes. I first want to say that NRL tipping is better than ever in 2016. RugbyLeagueLive.com.au. You could win $5,000 to spend on a shed from Best Sheds and to put inside a Toyota Hilux 4x2 Workmate Ute valued at $27,000 on road from Noble Toyota, plus a 440-piece JBS toolkit worth $4,300 thanks to Blackwoods. Register for footy tipping now at rugbyleaguelive.com.au. New South Wales permit number LTPS 1601646 and the permit number in the ACT 1600394.
You ask the questions.
I just wanted to know.
I just wanted to say.
I'm just ringing up about...
He has the answers.
I'm just trying to confuse you and the fans out there.
It's time for Ask the Big Man.
Big man, I was reading Phil Rothfield's column in the Sunday Telegraph yesterday.
Yep.
As I do each and every week. In fact, David Riccio, I think, has written What's the Buzz this week. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
What has Rothfield been pushed?
Well, Rothfield has gone on a small break. I'm well aware of that. He wouldn't have been pushed because he's Phil Rothfield.
That sounds so much like Phil Rothfield.
Well, it's Phil Rothfield. Hello, Ben. How are you today? Did you know that one of the Queenslanders in the third State of Origin match last year went on the field with a runny nose? And that was the reason that they beat New South Wales so convincingly.
You're going to be in big trouble for that.
No, he's in somewhere. He can't hear us.
Okay. Now, David Riccio, I'm sure spies will pass that on to him. David Riccio says at the weekend, and I'm only going to report this directly from Riccio. Quote, unquote. Spies have told this column, 2GB commentator and footy show panellist Daryl Broman believes he's such a big deal he won't leave home even to buy a coffee without his personal bodyguard. Seriously? Question mark.
Yep. What did you think when you read this?
Stitch up.
Hmm. Do you think that is a stitch up?
Beat
you,
up.
You know why it is? You know what it is? Because this young man, David Riccio, who I think he's quite a nice young man.
He's a lovely bloke. He's a Shire local as well.
Yes, he is. But he's very easily led by a certain coach who resides in the Shire and may coach a team that resides in the Shire. And that coach is always putting things into his head. Now, this is on the back of me notifying and noticing while I was watching the Sunday footy show one day that David Riccio appears to be losing his hair.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, I would. Have you seen his hair?
I've seen him up close. He's got a really good thatch.
No, he hasn't got a good thatch. I said his hair. Mm. So you need to look at his hair. So you have a look at his hair, and it's falling over. In fact, I think he is, and I hate to say this, David, I know you won't be listening, it won't get back to you, I think he's now employing a comb-over. Because I noticed, I did have him, you know how you had a swim in my pool one day?
Yes.
Well, David's had a swim in my pool, and as he got out of the pool that particular time, one side of his head, the hair was down to his shoulders, and on the other side it was down to his ears, which is a fair indication there's a comb-over there.
I'll tell you what did someone once say about not picking a fight with people who buy print?
Yeah.
Or ink by the barrel load?
Well, you don't pick a fight with them, but you shouldn't be picking a fight with high-profile radio guys.
Correct.
That person, by the way, who is allegedly my bodyguard, I was just having a coffee with him. He's a very lovely young man.
Looks like Marty Downs.
Yeah, it's the mayor of Gunnamatta.
Thought it was. He looked after me when I was in the Shire.
You know what? He's a very good bodyguard. I'll give him his due.
It's like he's the Kardashians of the Cronulla area, him and
yes,
his daughters.
Yes, he is. Oh, well, yeah, well, he...
Although, mate, he won't turn into Bruce.
No, I hope he doesn't because I don't know. Of course, that's his own decision, but correct. I don't think he will. Also, this, he's got enough money to.
All right, look, we've offended that many people, we should probably go.
Well, I haven't. You have. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Daryl Broman joining us as he does each and every day on Sydney Live.